What is going on, all you constant viewers and listeners out there in the multiverse? Welcome back to Geek Talk with Brian Furt 16. If you are new to this podcast, as always, please subscribe to my YouTube channel if you are viewing, or also on the podcast platform you are listening to. Also, hit that like button and hit that bell icon for any updates. Now, in this episode, I'm going to be discussing my tips for starting out your cosplay. In earlier 2022, and pretty much without knowing anything, but I actually decided to give it a go, and ever since then, I haven't looked back. It's been fun, and I actually made my own mask, but I bought most of my clothes. So as of this year, 2023, I'm going to be making more of my costumes rather than, I'm going to be trying to make more of my costumes rather than buying them. So I thought I would share with you my tips of starting in your cosplay as a way to share with you my knowledge and what I've learned over the last year. So without further ado, here's my tips for starting out your cosplay. Enjoy. The first tip that I want to share with you constant viewers and listeners out there in the multiverse is this. If your cosplay is not perfect, don't worry about it. And I learned this at a panel in Phoenix Fan Fusion that was ran by Kat Shakespeare. She's really cool. I would recommend you follow her on Instagram. She makes really cool costumes. And she told us that at the panel that we basically your cosplay doesn't have to be perfect. We are nerds. We get it. So meaning that your cosplays don't have to match your character to a T. Sometimes there are some cosplayers that are just variants of the character. And when I say variant, the term variant comes from the series Loki. I actually made it up in terms of cosplays. And if you really think about it, you're a variant of the character that you're cosplaying. Because if you notice in the show Loki, there are characters that are Loki, but they don't look exactly like Loki. Does that make sense? So there's a kid version of Loki. There's a classic version of Loki. There's a modern version of Loki. There's a muscle-bound version of Loki. And there's like a presidential version of Loki, which I thought was really funny and hilarious. Him saying with a whole, campaign button on his little lapel there. But they didn't exactly look 100% like him. They were variants. So your cosplay is a variant of the character that you're portraying or cosplaying. But as Kat Shakespeare said, people are going to recognize it once they see it. For the most part, they will. So that's one tip that I would like to share with you when starting off on your cosplay journey, is to remember that your cosplay does not have to be perfect, and that most people, especially us nerds, are going to recognize who you are. A second tip that I'd like to share with you constant listeners and viewers out there in the multiverse is connecting with cosplayers in your local area or on social media. This can help you become more acclimated in the cosplay community. And other cosplayers can share advice or tips on how to make your costumes, where to purchase a costume, which comic conventions to go to, or which photographers they use or are familiar with. And the cosplay community, let me tell you, is a very supportive community. And they not only just dress up and play around, which is, by the way, a really fun hobby to do. Also, some cosplayers even go to hospitals, they go to local charities and raise money while having fun doing what they're doing. And when you connect with cosplayers, you connect with fellow creatives, and you also gain friends that way. You can also gain friends or start something even more deep. I'm just saying. I mean, it's that cool of a community. And in my opinion, it's a community where you can be a kid again, basically. You're not afraid to express yourself. And, it's a community where you're encouraged to express yourself and you won't be put down for it. And that's one of the beautiful things about the cosplay community. And that's why I would say if you're going to be starting off in your cosplay journey, I would strongly advise to connect with local cosplayers in your local area Or the, at least of the ones that you like. Like yours truly. A third tip that I want to share with you, constant viewers and listeners out there in the multiverse, is using a vision board to plan your cosplays in advance. There's several things that a vision board can do. One, it can help you come up with a budget. Because cosplaying is a real expensive endeavor, so you definitely have to have a budget when you're cosplaying. Everything down to the materials, to the tools that you're going to use, and to the, even sometimes to the photo shoots that you might go to, which I'll explain in a later tip. A vision board can also help you map out your cost plans and when you're going to make them, materials needed. Again, you know, talking about materials here, and again with the tools. And also a vision board can help you schedule when your cosplays will debut. Or, you know, for example, you know, when you're going to post them on social media and which convention you'll bring your cosplay at. And more importantly, a vision board can help you become more organized. Because in the end of the day, when you're cosplaying, you definitely have to plan, even if you're buying your costume, you have to plan out your budget, plan out how you're going to pay for it. Because again, going back, cosplaying can be, you know, going back to what I said earlier in this tip, cosplaying can be a real expensive endeavor. So I would definitely recommend that you use a vision board when planning out your cosplays. It just makes things much easier, and it also keeps you in check, too. Tip number 4, look for cosplay photo shoot events. Now, some of these events may cost money, but there are some that are free. And holidays like Halloween or Christmas are always a great time for photo shoots. And actually, if you go on my Instagram, you can actually check out a photo of me as Negan from The Walking Dead by Tyler Wodka and as Mr. Knight Moon Knight by JK Productions. And I would recommend that you follow Tyler Wodka and JK Productions on Instagram. And actually, I'll put the Instagram links on the description of my YouTube and my other platforms. So that way you can follow them. They're very great photographers, especially for cosplaying. And also, cosplay photo shoots are another good way to connect with other cosplayers. I've actually, in my first 2 photo shoots, I've actually connected with quite a handful. And again, you know, photo shoots are a really great way to get exposure and to start gaining followers. But also just, for more importantly, they're a great way to have fun. That's one thing I want to point out too, is just that they're a great way to have fun. And actually, I'm even endeavoring to be a cosplay photographer myself as well. I'm starting to learn some things right now, and it's a really fun endeavor. And if you ever are in the mood to do take pictures of a cosplayers, I'd give it a shot, and you'd be surprised at how fun it is. A fifth tip that I want to share with you constant viewers and listeners out there in the multiverse is that it's okay to say no when someone wants to take a photo, but please be kind and courteous and respectful about it. You have your reasonings, or you have your reasons, certain vibes, you're busy, you're tired, you're hungry, you're eating, you're hangry, your mind's in a different place, whatever. And here's what I stress, especially as someone who struggles with mental health. Don't feel bad for saying no. Okay, that's, you know, yourself is very important, first of all. Your body's your temple. You know what I mean? Your mind is your temple. You have to just be respectful and professional about it. And if the person who's asking for a photo continues to insist, or they're very insistent, state your reasoning as kindly as possible. And if that doesn't work, just have a friend back you up, or pretend to be with a group of friends, or pretend you have somewhere where you need to be. I mean, but it really helps to be friendly and courteous, or, you know, really helps to be friendly about it as much as possible anyway. But, you know, if they're insistent, then some extreme measures may need to be taken. But, you know, for the most part, you know, I would definitely recommend that you have a group of friends or a friend to back you up, or pretend to be with a group. So that way the person can, for the most part, get the message. And the most important tip of all have fun. Just go out there and have fun cosplaying as your favorite character. Cosplaying is a fun hobby, and anyone at any age can do it. And like I said, the community is very awesome and full of awesome people, and you're just going to have a blast. So that's all my tips I have for starting out your cosplay journey. So once more, thank you so much for tuning in to the Geek Talk with Brianford 16 on the Daily Planet. If all of you enjoyed that podcast, don't forget to subscribe to this channel on YouTube or whatever podcast platform you are listening to. Also like this episode and hit that bell icon for any updates. And as I always say, stay ever so awesome. This is Brianford 16 signing out.